What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Cosmic Wonder. I'm Warren, and yesterday we got the official full trailer for Deadpool and Wolverine, and there was a ton of Wolverine in the trailer. Only a brief glimpse of him in the teaser trailer. Same thing goes for Cassandra Nova, the main villain of the film. The back of her head was only shown in the teaser trailer. She kind of looked like Professor X, but that is super intentional because she is the sister of Professor Xavier, and she is beyond evil. And she is who Deadpool and Wolverine are going to be going up against in the film. And some people are wondering, well, what exactly makes her such a big threat? Why her? Why did they choose her to be the specific villain for this film? Why is she a multiversal threat? And make no mistake, she is a multiversal threat, but they're in the void. We saw Eliath. Where is Kang in all of this? This is what we'll dive deep into in this video. So if you're new and you love Marvel, be sure to subscribe so you don't miss out on any of the latest Deadpool and Wolverine and Marvel videos. We're also giving away a PS5 and an Xbox Series X to subscribers. More on that at the end. So make no mistake, Cassandra Nova, although the sister of Professor Charles Xavier, is evil. In fact, she is beyond evil. In the comics, she attacked Genosha, killing millions of mutants. And I'm not just talking, oh yeah, she killed a million mutants, which already is a huge number in itself, but she literally killed over 16 million mutants. She set out with genocide in her mind to get rid of all mutants. She is the polar opposite of Charles Xavier. Now, she is what the Shi'ar in the Marvel Universe call Mumadrai, the spirit that is equal and opposite of a person. Now, according to Shi'ar myth, the Mumadrai is somebody that you have to fight, an entity that you must fight before being born. This is on the astral plane. And essentially, when your spirit is born, a Mumadrai is born with your spirit. Then you must fight it before going into your physical body, before being physically born in the actual physical universe. So typically, they don't have bodies. You are fighting your anti-self on the astral plane. However, since Charles Xavier had such amazing genetics, his Mumadrai was able to create a physical form, aka his twin sister in the womb. However, Charles, when in the womb, with his incredible psychic abilities only being a fetus, still recognized that his twin was evil, and he killed her in the womb, or so he thought. She was born a stillborn, she was born dead, but essentially her consciousness and a mass of cells managed to survive. Ultimately, she would go on years later to recover her body. And over all of those years when she was regrowing her body, she was plotting her revenge on Charles Xavier, her brother who killed her in the womb, or almost killed her at least. Now from there, she went on to locate a wild master mold in the South American jungle, and she convinced Bolivar Trask and Donald Trask, Bolivar Trask being the one who created the master mold, she convinced both of them to accompany her in the jungle to go and find master mold. From there, she would actually kill Trask and merge herself into his body. Then from there, she gained control of the voice activation over master mold, and she sent all of the sentinels she could to Genosha. That is where she killed over 16 million mutants. So as you can see, she is evil. She's very evil in the comics, but according to some recent reports, she might be even more evil in Deadpool and Wolverine. After the trailer came out yesterday, insider Alex Perez from the Cosmic Circus gave us some new details, and he has been right essentially with all of the scoops that he's already provided for Deadpool and Wolverine. So an excellent track record, and he came out after the trailer came out and provided a lot more information, one of them being in a tweet, "Here's what you gotta know about Cassandra Nova. She's clever. She's sadistic. She's got a very dark sense of humor. She's very effing dangerous. She will not hesitate to kill your fave. She's a very real threat to the multiverse." Now, we're gonna dive into the multiverse and Kang in just a bit, but let's talk about this dark side of Cassandra first. We've already seen a little bit of it in the trailer. She made an entire base out of Giant Man, Ant-Man in the giant form. She made a base out of his body with her personal layer being inside his skull. That's pretty dark. Then Alex Perez on Twitter/X in a response to a tweet that said, "Oh, so Logan knows Cassandra," he said, "No, she has the same power set as Charles, so just imagine what a person with an effed up sense of humor could do if they could replay your darkest memories and make you experience them again." Now, here's an interesting thing about what Alex said. In the trailer, Deadpool actually is talking to Wolverine and he says, "So, are we going to talk about what's haunting you, or are we going to wait till a third act flashback?" And it seems like we are indeed going to kind of get that flashback, but not in a typical fashion. It seems like Cassandra Nova is going to make Wolverine relive that experience of failure failing his world and all of his X-Men dying. The scene that we see here where Logan hits the ground on his knees with all these pillars in the scene, well, it looks like these pillars might actually be tombstones for his fallen X-Men. So Cassandra has the power to go deep inside your mind and make you essentially live or relive your worst nightmare. Now, it sounds like the TVA has actually been hunting Cassandra Nova for quite a bit. In fact, it sounds like she might have even been a threat to Kang, or I should say, He Who Remains. Here's why. The insider Cryptic HD Quality posted a GIF of two babies punching each other in the womb, which is exactly what Charles and Cassandra did. As you can see from the comic strip here, they fought in the womb, Charles won. However, keep in mind, she was never supposed to be in the womb, she was never actually supposed to have a physical form. That had never happened before. And Alex P. quote tweeted Cryptic's GIF by stating, the TVA didn't like that, and posted a GIF himself with Hunter B-15 from the TVA saying, you're coming with us. He also did do an official report today on thecosmiccircus.com stating that Hunter B-15 will be returning for Deadpool and Wolverine, which makes sense because the TVA is very heavily involved with this film. But the TVA obviously took Cassandra Nova, who was not supposed to have a physical body, they took her getting a physical body very seriously, and this obviously messed some things up for the universe. So it sounds like they might have been hunting her since she was born. They might have thought she was dead as well since she was born a stillborn, but once she got her body back and who knows what happened in her universe, they've probably been hunting her down, and Kang, or He Who Remains, has probably wanted her dead as well since she is such a powerful being. She could threaten everything that He Who Remains built, plus not to mention it seems like she has a pretty nice setup in the void. However, she is even more powerful now because Loki and Sylvie got rid of He Who Remains. He's no longer there, and he no longer controls Eliath. But as we do know, Eliath is still there in the void. We saw him in this latest trailer, and in the teaser trailer as well. And it's probably safe to say that Cassandra Nova, with her incredible and extremely powerful psychic abilities, now controls Eliath. This could be why we have seen a scene in the teaser trailer with Eliath essentially eating TVA members. And Deadpool watches the whole thing, saying, oh my F. Now, what's really interesting is that Alex Perez says that we are going to get the origin story for Cassandra Nova. And he also says she is a multiversal threat. So we're going to see exactly what happened before with her. Hopefully we'll see how she killed Ant-Man, probably a lot of other mutants and Avengers as well. I mean, we see her in this trailer using her psychic abilities to take on Wolverine, and I pointed this out yesterday, but if you take a look at her face while she's using her psychic powers to control him, she looks like she's kind of going, come on now, this is just way too easy for me, you stand no chance. Now, what's really interesting is that in the scene where we see the portal open up from a sling ring, well, new information from some insiders have given us a little bit of insight about this scene. Apparently, Cassandra Nova has a sling ring, and she opened the portal for them. Now, I do have a really big theory about this, and I'm going to go over that tomorrow, but the main thing here is that Cassandra Nova actually has the power to open portals, which probably means she has the power to multiverse jump, and she probably knows about Kang, and perhaps she wants to take over everything that he built. If the TVA has been chasing her the entire time, and she's an incredible psychic, she could probably tell, well, essentially, everything by reading people's minds. And since she's been in the void, and that's where He Who Remains was, I'm assuming at some point in time she saw him and read his mind as well and realized what he's done, everything that he did over those millions of years, everything he conquered. I'm gonna assume that that's what she wants to do. And that's why she is such a big multiversal threat, because she is essentially another Kang the Conqueror. She might not be able to control time like he can, but her psychic powers are so strong and she does exist in the void and can clearly portal out of there. That means she could probably visit any universe she wants. And since the void is outside of space and time, and since she probably read Kang's mind, she could have figured out how time control works. This is why she is such a huge threat in Deadpool and Wolverine. One is because, like I just mentioned, she is a multiversal threat, but two, it sounds like she massacred a lot of heroes. Again, I mean, her base is an Ant-Man's dead, hollowed out body. And I bet you it was pretty easy to do. It's really hard to go up against psychic powers. They're some of the strongest powers in the universe, in the Marvel universe. And as we've seen her basically handle Wolverine like it was no problem at all, Deadpool and Wolverine have their hands full in the movie, not only trying to just defeat her and not die to her, but to save the entire multiverse from her, which is no doubt what Agent Paradox is talking about when he states that he could be Marvel Jesus. He could be the savior of the Marvel Cinematic Universe and the Marvel Cinematic Multiverse. So that is is what you need to know about Cassandra Nova, the sister, the very evil sister, twin sister of Professor Charles Xavier. Do you think she is evil? Does this make you more excited for the movie? Are you excited about her as a villain? Please let us know in the comments down below. And please don't forget to like this video and subscribe to the channel so you can stay up to date on Deadpool and Wolverine and the latest Marvel news. If you subscribe and leave a comment, you are entered in a giveaway for a chance to win a PS5 or Xbox Series X. We pick one winner at the end of each month, and the winner gets to pick one item. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Instagram, and Twitter. And as always, thank you all so much for watching. Woof woof.